Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. A police exclusion zone around the site of an industrial fire at Kalki, east of Bundaberg, has now been revoked and residents and businesses can now return to their premises on Zilke Street. Multiple emergency crews raced to the scene of the Lindsay Transport Depot in Bundaberg just after 3:15 yesterday afternoon, where they fought thick black billowing smoke coming from a section of the depot. Acting Inspector of Bundaberg Police, Glenn Cameron, says multiple explosions could be heard coming from the area.
There's been reports and confirmed large explosions of items within the fire. Too early in the investigation to understand what actually caused the blaze, but that will form part of an investigation by both Queensland Fire and Emergency Services and QPS.
And just to reiterate, the PSPA declared for the Kalki area has now been lifted. There's going to be a speed limit change to a section of the Hervey Bay's busy city centre. The speed on Main Street and Torquay Road will be reduced from 40 km an hour down to 30. It's all part of Council's master plan and revitalisation of the city centre. Deputy Mayor Dennis Chapman says further remodelling across the Hervey Bay road network needs to occur when the change comes into effect.
With the growth of what we've got in our region here, we've got to look at that, and by lowering the speed there, it's going to put more load on external roads, which then we actually work on those roads and better those roads.
And finally, the coal royalty scheme is being blamed for a fivefold decline in confidence for the future of our state's resources sector. The latest State of the Sector report from the Queensland Resources Council claims 60% of CEOs are now less confident about the future compared to 10% at the same time last year. QRC Chief Executive Ian McFarlane says the impacts from the revised tax doesn't only affect the coal mining industry.
When you see a dramatic change in the regulatory framework in a state or country, then investors step back and take a second look.
The state government says taxes paid during periods of high coal prices will support essential infrastructure and services.